It's HPR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know if you were listening when she was our guest last year, but it was a lot of fun on All Things Considered when we welcomed the legendary Dionne Warwick, and she was doing her debut run at the Blue Note Hawaii, and we thought, wow, that's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing, but wouldn't you know it, she's coming back to town. She's through Sunday. The shows are at 8 o'clock, and it is such a great treat to welcome her back to All Things Considered. Hello, Dionne. Welcome. Aloha and mahalo.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
This month, from what I've been reading, you've got a new release, and it's appropriately titled She's Back.
That's correct. Came to my attention that I had not had a new product on the market in almost 6 years. Finally, my son Damon Elliott, who produced the CD for me, decided, Mommy, it's time to get back in the studio and make some music, please. And I said, oh, okay, you know, and he put together not only what I consider to be some of my best work, but he paired me with a few contemporary singers, and I was answering the questions of all those who have inquired, when are you going to make a new CD, music, da-da-da. Now she's back.
Now you haven't answered all those questions.
That's right.
May 17th.
Yes.
Before we hear more about that date, because I understand some other very special things are going to be happening, let's circle back to Damon, thinking about you and the islands. At last check, Damon was living right here in Honolulu. Is that still the case?
He's off and on now. He's had to take care of business for me. And it was kind of a little ways away.
Right.
Doing what he's doing for him. So he's back on this side of the state now.
On that note of Damon, then, you had mentioned it too. You said it had been a number of years since your last project. The one before this was that star-studded affair, Feel So Good.
Yes, indeed.
And that he also did. And that was a project of duets, and that had Dionne paired with some just amazing artists, Gladys Knight, Billy Ray Cyrus, Ziggy Marley, Cyndi Lauper, Stevie Wonder. But again, your son had produced that. How did it come to be that you end up working? Because that's a really special thing to get to work with your child.
Oh, yeah, it is. Wonderful. Now, the only difference, actually, because he's very proficient in what he does. Otherwise, you wouldn't be producing me. the only difference in working with him is that he calls me Mommy instead of Dionne.
Oh, that's heavy. Well, bless him to still have the chance to do that with somebody in this world. And I guess I was thinking more on the note of, would there ever be an unusual challenge because you're partnered with your child, you're in a situation where he's got creative input like this, yet you also bring decades of your own experience. Do your opinions ever clash?
Yeah, we've had our little bits and pieces of me not wanting to do certain things and insisting that I do them. You know, well, I'm putting on my producer's hat now, Mom. You know, I didn't do this out of the air strategy that I have for the CD, and I think it's going to work for you, so please give it a try. And if it doesn't come out, then we have a reason to negate it.
Right.
But fortunately, you know, he was right on point.
And you said he's going to bring some contemporary artists. Can you tip your hat as to who some of the people on the new She's Back that you've partnered up with are?
Oh, sure. The very first one, of the young man, Music Soul Child.
Did you say Music Soul Child, as in the artist Music Soul Child?
Yes, right. Very, very musical. He was a joy to work with. And I had the pleasure of working with the young man I watched grow, who I absolutely adore. And I call him one of my babies, Kenny Lattimore. Someone that I've admired for many, many years, Brian McKnight.
Oh.
Yeah, the CD is absolutely wonderful. You're going to love it. And then there's a surprise on it, too. I worked with one of the rappers. He decided he wanted to re-record a song that happened to be a favorite of his. And he put a rap to it. And he asked if I would mind singing it. And that's Crazy Bone, Doug's Bones and Harmony.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been quite a trip for me, I must say. Opening my eyes and lighting my ears.
Wow, I don't think people could have ever imagined Dionne Warwick in a hip-hop sort of fashion.
Right, exactly. So I kept telling Damon, that's not Mommy. No, we're going to make it Mommy. That's what we're going to do. And that's what he did.
Thinking about some of those artists you just mentioned for the new record, She's Back, and again, flashing back to the last one he did with you, Feel So Good, people like Ziggy Marley or Gladys Knight, Cyndi Lauper, Stevie Wonder, was it his idea or on that one, or were you thinking of some of those cats yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, those are my peers, think about Stevie or Gladys. These are my peers and my friends.
You've got to go so far back. We talked about Stevie last time that you were on the show. How about Gladys? When do you remember when you first crossed paths with her?
Oh, my goodness. Many, many years. It was in the 60s. And since that very day, we've still been more than friends. We're more sisters than anything else.
And I remember you said Stevie sort of looks at you in almost a maternal kind of light.
Mm-hmm. He still calls me Mom.
What a relationship. Now, when I saw Ziggy's name on there, it made me think, How far back could you go with him, and did you ever interact with his famous daddy?
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons, too. I mean, Ziggy is crawling around on the floor as a baby and worked with Bob a couple of times on concerts. So I kind of got to know the family.
What were those shows? You were on the same bill. What's any recollection of working with Bob?
One was actually at Madison Square Garden. Here in New York. It was his show. And he invited me up on stage. It was so funny to sing along with him. It was fun. But I had met him prior to that in Jamaica. So I knew who he was and how vital he was to our industry.
And you got to go up on stage with him at Madison's. I mean, this is a woman who has a lot of experiences that are pretty remarkable in her life. But you were on stage singing, playing with Bob Marley at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. One Love.
Of course. Although any song would have been appropriate with him, huh? It could have been Exodus.
It could have been Star Spangled Banner.
Exactly. Yes. You tell me, nothing would have been a bad one there. Now, we're talking about New York, and again, it's Dionne Warwick, one of the great voices of all time, and back in the islands at the Blue Note Hawaii through Sunday. Shows are at 8 o'clock, and it's a new record, She's Back, we've been sort of talking about here. It's coming out on May 17th. Now, that same day, and also New York, I see another very special partnership of yours that is set to be a benefit event, and it's called Dinner with Dionne, and
yes.
It's with another music industry superstar like yourself, Clive Davis, and it's supporting the Dionne Warwick Institute of Economics and Entrepreneurship.
Clive has been a friend for more years than we want to admit, from the very beginning of my career, and that's when I first met him. But he has always been there for me. I asked him if he would be my guest, and he's absolutely, and it's for a very, very important cause, so far as I'm concerned, my school. My school is, as you said, the Dionne Warwick Institute. I've had some graduates from colleges already. It's promoting education. Education is very, very vital. We have a waiting list to get in. It's a magnet school. In New Jersey, East Orange, New Jersey.
Nice.
Where I grew up.
Yes, yes. And I guess I ask that because I'm thinking of some of the highlights of your career. For example, you've done some remarkable TV experiences. One of these was your first TV special, 1969 on CBS, the Dionne Warwick Chevy special, your guest that night. Man, I mean, listen to this lineup. Burt Bacharach, George Kirby, Glenn Campbell, and Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It was all genres. Of course, that's a very exciting time in my life. First of all, I had given birth to my first son, David, and then the gift that came after that was the Chevy Special. And then, of course, after that, a little show called Solid Gold.
Exactly.
which I hosted. Then I had my own show called Dionne and Friends.
And some of those highlights included partnerships. I guess a story of this interview and a story of your life is your unique partnerships in so many different places. You mentioned Solid Gold. I remember watching you and Tina Turner singing together.
Yeah, and that was a bunch of fun. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, Tina, what am I going to do? She said, go ahead and sing. That's all you got to do. I said, okay.
That's really something else. As we wrap it up, give these shows a plug for folks who are sitting there going, I can't wait to see you, Dionne. I'm going to be yelling nice things at you.
Well, it's a new surprise, too. One of your residents in Hawaii, Fiji, is also featured on my new CD in a duet. And we're going to be performing that.
He'll be there playing with you, you're saying?
Yes, he will.
Hope that this was fun being back on the show with me, Dionne. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for inviting me.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dionne Warwick.
It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb, and there are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.